Hey Gemini, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Gemini, Sun, Moon, and Rising signs. Hold on. We're going to start off with the astrology, okay? And then we're going to get into the intuitive reading. There's always an extended reading for those of you who want to join me for a continued message and more details. So that link is below, or you can join the Unbound membership to this channel and get access, unlimited access to all the extended readings. So you can cover your sun, moon, your rising sign. You could be curious about other people's, you know, whatever you want to do with it, plus all the other channel perks. So consider that as well. Remember that Gemini videos come out every single Thursday at 8:30 a.m. and that's Pacific time over here on the West Coast. So if you subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell, you will get notified when I upload your favorite content, which could be Gemini or other stuff. Please remember to like this video, share this video, and comment below, because I love to know what you guys are thinking and how this energy is impacting you. And if you want to join me on my second YouTube channel, it's called Astrology Motivation. I'll attach the link above, and I do daily live chat readings there. So I'd love for you to join. This is an important week for you, because there have been a lot of really wonderful changes or wonderful opportunities or openings, expansion, awakening in your life. But this week is particularly important, Gemini, because it's the awkward week. It's the week when, wow, I've reached the next level, and you're working through the feelings of, well, how do I feel about this level? It's when you realize that challenges continue, adjustments continue, that there is that moment of happiness when you've reached another level. But then there's also that transitional in-between period of finding a new comfort level or incorporating it into your life and getting used to it. It's like, yes, I finally bought my million-dollar home, but I still got to get used to the new neighborhood. You know, it's like you have succeeded and life has opened up for you and things are so much dynamically better. But now there's a sense of, do I like it? Do I really like where I moved? I have this win, or I have this feeling of triumph, and what do I do with it now? Like, after the race is over and after the accolades settle, now you have all these new things in your life. Do I want them? Life has shifted, life has changed. Maybe people treat me different now, or I feel like I have new obligations. Of course, that's life. Life doesn't end. And life is filled with challenges because that's what keeps driving us forward. So this is an exceptionally important week because it's the week where you actually make your new reality your reality and you incorporate it into everything that you are and make it into the way you want it to be, because it still is going to be your interpretation of your new offerings. You still have a right to say, this doesn't work for me, or, wow, I don't really feel comfortable with this. How do I even get used to it? I think right now you're going through a lot of changes and shifts that are saying, like, I feel like right now you're going through a lot of times in your life where you're kind of like, this is new. This would definitely not have happened to me before, and it's not a bad thing, but you're kind of like, do I like this? Or if this is part of the new neighborhood, What does this mean for me, and how do I incorporate it, right? So let's go over exactly what's going on. We have Mercury at the beginning of this week in a kind of tense connection with Pluto, where it was in a very harmonious connection for so long. Now there's a sense of, I don't know how I feel about these changes. That's what's happening. It's this challenging aspect. It's not horribly bad, but it's enough to make you feel uncomfortable with it. And then there's a semi-square to the moon, but not for long. So there is a little bit of discomfort when we begin the week, and then the week moves on, the energy moves on, and we form kind of a disconnect. Mercury goes unaspected for just a little bit, which is freedom, liberation, like feeling myself, like realizing that, hey, I'm in control of my world again. And then at the end of the week, this energy week that we go through together, so that'll be around Wednesday, Thursday of next week, a trine forms between Mercury and Saturn. And this is how I know the universe is on your side, because now there's a comfort level. This will help you put everything together. This is an energy that's going to help you make sense of it all and be able to put it in the order that you want to put it in and realize the significance of it. And maybe even accept some counseling or accept some help on or advice on what to do with what I have in my hands now. Like, this is how I know that this is just awkward. Oh, this is new. Okay, but you will get it under hand. You will figure it out and figure out the mastery of it. Because that mindset is so... Mercury and Saturn trine is a really beautiful mindset. It's a mindset that's solid. It's certain of itself. It's self-controlled, but also progressive in a way that makes sense. It's going to put all your thoughts into order. So this will, as wonky as this feels right now, Gemini, this will make sense. And it will feel like, once again, it's in your control. And definitely by the end of the week, you will have a much more harmonious relationship with a father figure, with authorities or any kind of parental figures, your bosses. There's going to be a lot more harmony. So toward the end of this week, this is a good time to like ask for the raise, or a good time to go out for the new position, or a good time to share your project with somebody, because honestly, the powers that be are really going to be on your side. Let's get into the cards. Gemini. Messages for Gemini. What messages do you have for Gemini? Okay. It's a forward cascade. It's kind of falling down, but that could just be rooting yourself. We have 10 to the small things, so check out the details. Work out the nitpicky stuff, the stuff that is predominantly an irritant. This could also be taking care of your health. But I feel like this is more all the little shit that builds up, because all the big stuff is going on. Well, you've pushed through the big stuff and you've made the big win. And now you've got to, this is nitpicky shit, but it's okay, because you have a comfort level here that is going to enable you to be able to, you don't have to worry about all the big shit fucking with you. You're in a place of comfort, or get yourself to a place of comfort. This could be a good time to take a visit home or be surrounded by whatever you feel is home, right? This is a sense of, could be working through things, especially maybe with family members, certainly, but ultimately it's being in a place where you're comfortable enough to get to the details of things and be able to work them out, and people around you being helpful and comfortable with you doing so. Okay. Then we have let it shine. Your voice, who you are, what you want to say, what you want the world to know. I think that you've already done this and you're getting more at home with being seen more, which is wonderful. And you're also working through the craziness that comes with being seen more. Maybe your life has become a lot more public. Maybe who you are has become a lot more public. I don't know exactly what's going on with you guys, but this is it. It's almost like I'm becoming more at home with all the little, you're making yourself familiar. You're familiarizing yourself. It takes me so long. I'm not a Gemini, so words sometimes, but you're familiarizing yourself with this new dynamic or new aspect of who you are. And even familiarizing yourself or getting a lot more comfortable just being who you are and saying what you feel. And then we have truth transcends illusion. If you're coming out and saying something, people are going to listen to you and realize that there's been truth or always has been truth to what you say or to what you've been saying. It's going to be very clear about how clear you've been. And the devil is in the details. And since you're comfortable with the details, this is going to win you over, help you win people over. Because it's all about the particulars. And the particulars are something that you are very comfortable with. You familiarize. The more you familiarize yourself with the details this week and paying attention to the little things, the more that's going to give you an advantage. Because when you speak to those things, those details are going to be credibility. They're going to equal credibility. Right? And so maybe in some ways they already have. Also this sense of, I'm leave it there. Trust the great mystery. Realizing what battles you have to face and what battles you don't. What battles will take care of themselves. How people are maybe trying to suck you in or rope you into shit. And realizing you get to define the rules. And you don't have to submit yourself to that kind of shit. That ultimately the truth is going to come out because the details are still on your side. Right? And the details are in how you live. The details are in who you are. The details are in maybe people's comfort level with you, which is really wonderful. Right? And that's kind of what it's saying. This sense of your comfort level or your being familiar with all the dynamics of your situation, your circumstance, a person that you're interacting with, is giving you a comfort level that comforts others. And it's making them open and receptive to listening to what you have to say. This is also a time to be able to realize and have faith that you've already demonstrated all you need to demonstrate. You've already shown it. And that will continue to speak for itself. We have surrender now. That could be travel. But it also is a sense of just giving over to the present moment. And jumping in, you're jumping into something different, something dynamic, something new, and realizing that you can. I think as good as you guys are with words, the biggest testament to you belong here, you're in the right place, people have put the right faith in you, is to just move forward. Continue on. Surrender now and trust in the great mystery as you feel really comfortable moving forward. Okay. Dream the world into being, remembering that you have the mastery of this. What are your dreams? What are your not just your dream, your aspirations. How do you want this to work out? Your past has impacted the way that you want to see the future, and I think it's been a lesson in how I don't want to do things. The way that I absolutely don't want to do things. And so dynamic change is really what you're all about, but this is an understanding of I have to be the change. I can't just talk about it. Right? And then we have trust in the magic. There's a lot of faith going around here with you. A lot of faith. And I think that could be uncomfortable at first. That's what that awkward aspect to Pluto is about. That so awkward. You know, while the change was happening, this was really good. But now it's like, oh, okay, what do you want me to do? It's like trusting the discomfort. And then we have deep peace. This is Libra energy. But it's balance. It's also justice. And in some part, trust a decision that's already been made. Because maybe it has to work through the kinks and it hasn't completely played out yet. So all your blessings have not been presented to you as soon as you got the keys to your new home. Your blessings are still playing out. And these new instances that you're running into that are different for you, those are the kinks that of the more blessings that are working out for you. Right? It's like everything has to work out. The energy has to work its kinks out too to readjust because this is a whole new kind of like spectrum. It's a whole new atmosphere in a way. But it's already won. And that's what I want you to remember. And I think that that's what this card means. It's already won. You have already won. Just because you don't see the complete change in front of you, it's flowing. Things flow. And that's Saturn. That's that beautiful energy of trining with Saturn by the end of this week, is letting, it's like a land flow, flowing in reality, which is more juddery, and it's more, it's less elegant, but it is. These are the reality shifts. This is when you see all the pegs flip over and the color of the board change. And it gets a little wonky. It gets a little rough, but it's still changing. Everything is just changing around you. And I think that that's where the delivery system and the fluidity starts to work out, is when you really start to see how these changes are interpreted by reality. Let's get into, that's really kind of esoteric. I think you've definitely realized, when it comes to partnership especially, you want something different. What does different mean? Well, different than what you've had. Or this is like the new karmic cycle. You're definitely at this point able to change. There's something here with Libra. I don't know if you're with a Libra, but it's Libra and Aquarius. So this is long-term romance. This is also a trine. So being comfortable with your thoughts and being comfortable with your ideas and pursuing them. But it's also making more of a friend, choosing somebody who is more of a friend to be a companion, and choosing somebody who is a partner in stuff that you really want to do, or how you really want to help others. That could be finding love or finding connection with a higher purpose. How do I help people? If you're driven this way, which I feel like you will be, the energy saying go that way, because it's opening a lot of more dynamics. And like I said, how you behave is a lot more important than the words that you say right now. So this is about forming partnerships maybe with charitable organizations, or also founding like your partnerships being more about, well, I want a friend. I want somebody who has the same interests as me and, you know, will tell me my shit for my shit. You know, and connecting in a way that is more harmonious and peaceful, and inclined to do what's better for others instead of just the self. I feel like you're forming partnerships in some ways with charitable organizations or something like that, or getting so much more comfortable realizing how much you matter to people at large. It's almost like you have a new partnership with your community. And it's if ever you were looking to be a leader, or maybe you weren't, but they say the best leaders are the ones that inherit it, that don't seek to be leaders. They're just leaders. That's kind of where you are right now. And so you're forming this new relationship with the people around you. Your community. I just feel like you've taken a leadership position, but now it's more a lead from behind, lead together, lead in connection with, instead of do what I say. That kind of energy, okay? These cards are calling to me. I don't know why, but we're gonna get into it. I mean, wow. That's why they were calling to me. This is like overcoming all of the stress. You will overcome all the stress. You will overcome. This is like, yeah, defeating the defeat. No more conflict. No more feeling stress because of faith. Faith is speaking to you really strongly right now. And partnerships and alliances. You're making a partnership. Who is this new partnership that you're making? What is this? What is this? I want to know. I want to know. What is this new partnership that Gemini is making that is adding to such a sense of tranquility, importance, not importance as in arrogance, but like, I know what I'm meant for now. I know what it's like such clarity in what my purpose of this in this world is. And that maybe changes where you put your resources or where you put your energy, but you don't care because there's a sense of, okay, this is my purpose now. Okay. Really finding your stride. I said, who is this? This is somebody, Seven of Swords. It's somebody that you went to when you were really, really low. Somebody who, when you were fucking broke, stood by you. When you were backstabbed or under it, like you were taken advantage of, and maybe you were in a shit situation financially, or maybe they were. Somebody who's found their way to come back from that and figure out, and that's why they see your value, because they see your actual value, not your monetary value, or you actually seeing theirs. This could have been somebody that helped you out when it came to aspects of financial issues, or this is somebody who is a master of whittling and wielding, or coming in and fixing and figuring out betrayal and financial issues. So whoever this person is, they're a fucking wizard, but they're not a wizard. They just know how to make things work. They know how to take what you have and use what you're left with and help you rebuild that. And they're also just somebody who puts everything in the right order for you. This is a partnership or an alliance. I gotta go deeper into this. We're gonna go to the extended. I'll see you guys there.